Second pack of Chal and Mishnehei. He said before, the mitzvah Chal is called Reishis HaRisoy Seichem, which means the first part you take off of a dough. The Chiyuv of Chal is only when the flour becomes dough. We'll see later, maybe even when it starts becoming dough. But if you just have flour itself, you take off Chal from flour, you are not Makayim the din of Chal, because the Chiyuv of Chal is only after it's been made into a dough. And therefore, if you take off Chal when it's flour, and then afterwards make a dough, you have to take off another Chal. So it says, HaMafish Chalos HaKemach, Eino Chal, that flour is not Chal, but Gezel Yavakoyim, that if a Kohen took it, he has to return it because it was a mistake that was given to him. He has no schus on that flour. And then afterwards he makes the dough, he had to take another challah. The kemach that was given over to the Kohen, in Yeshbo Kashir, Chayevitz Bechal Batu Lezorim, that if it has a shear of flour to make into challah, then that flour which the Kohen has received, he should take challah from, and the entire flour is also for a Zoram to eat. Why? Because since this flour was given over to a Kohen, even though technically it does not belong, it wasn't challah, but since people see that this flour was given over to the Kohen, they can assume that it was challah. And therefore, if they see non-Kohanim eating it, they're going to start making mistakes that non-Kohanim can eat challah also. So this is a takon de rabbanon, that the flour that the Kohen receives should be eaten. If it's left by the Kohen, it should be eaten only by Kohanim. This is Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Amalo, they said, Maisa, Ukefosa Zokim Zo. There was a mitzvah that this flour was given over to a Kohen, and an elder non-Kohen chapped it and ate it. So it seems to be that he held this elder person felt that it's not chal, which he's right, it's not chal, but he didn't even feel there's a need to make this chumah de rabbanon to treat it like chal. Amalehem, Rabbi Yeshua answered them, Afu kirkel le'atma v'tikim lachem. He's going to get punished for it because, as we're saying, that the takana that non-Kohanim should not eat this flour, so it should avoid confusion. But taking the chayim, he helped other people, that if other people follow what he's doing, they're only doing it to shogeg, so they're not going to get punished as much.